就先读。我们先读马太福音第20章。
I'll start again with reading Matthew chapter 20.
第一节，因为天国好像家主清早出去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard.
和工人讲定，一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。
He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard.
约在四处出去，看见世上还有闲站的人。
About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing.
就对他们说，你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了。
He told them, you may also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right. So they went.
约在午正和申初又出去，也是这样行。
He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing.
约在油初出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？
About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?
他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。
Because no one has hired us, they answered. He said to them, you also go and work in my vineyard.
到了晚上，园主对管事的说，叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起，到先来的为止。
When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first.
约在油初雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。
The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius.
即使那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。
And so when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius.
他们得了，就埋怨家主说，
When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner.
我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？
Those who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day.
家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏负你。你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
But he answered one of them, I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?
拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。
Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you.
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money, or are you envious because I am generous?
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
And so the last will be first, and the first will be last.
还有那个小字哈，这个因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Because there are many who wanted to be called, who has been called, and few that are chosen.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里，我们再有一点祷告。
That concludes the reading. Now let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
因为你乐意将你的儿子启示在我们的里面。
Because you willingly reveal your son to us, inside us.
你知道我们是何等软弱，何等无知的人。
Because you know how weak and hopeless we are.
虽然很多时候我们明白许多属灵的道理。
Because even though we may often understand spiritual knowledge,
但是我们灵里却没有许多的看见。
But our spirits doesn't actually truly see it.
我们何等需要你向我们施恩。
We need you to have grace on us.
借着赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们的心眼。
That you may use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to open our eyes of our heart.
让我们真认识你。
So that we may truly know you.
让我们在灵里面真的看见基督并他钉十字架。
And that in our spirit we may see Christ and him crucified.
我们仰望你这样来怜悯我们。
And so may you have mercy on us.
你亲自来带领我们。
And may you yourself lead us.
用你的恩典来托住我们。
That your grace can hold on to us.
我们一同的仰望你。
We all look towards you.
我们一同谦卑的等候在主的面前。
And we humbly come before you.
谢谢主听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
我们这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus'
name. Amen.
昨天我们特别看到的一个少年人，那个少年的官。
Last night we shared about the young ruler.
每次我想到这个年轻人呢，我都觉得很可惜。
I often feel pitiful when I think about this young man.
因为我都想说，我如果有这样的一个福音朋友来到我们的聚会的当中。
Because if I had a secret friend like this come into our gathering,
我想我总是要用一些方法，怎么着也得让他能够跟我做决志祷告。
Then I must think of ways for this person to pray the prayer with us.
我发现我们今天还有很多的办法也可以让他受浸。
Or many ways to make them get baptized.
我想他如果真的受浸了，他可能也会来到我们中间聚会。
Or if they are truly baptized, they might gather with us.
甚至我都觉得他也许还会有钱财的奉献。
Or they may even make a generous donations.
但是我想，如果我们要让这样一个人啊，他跟随主，我想我们可能就没有任何的办法。
But there may be no way for us to truly make them follow the Lord.
让一个人跟随主，这实在是太难的一件事。
It's truly、really、such a hard thing to make someone follow the Lord.
让一个人跟随主哈，在人是不能的。
And it's not possible for humans to make other people follow the Lord.
人哈，很多时候可以甚至让一个人受浸。
People can often make other people get baptized.
你可以让一个人来聚会。
Or to make someone come to a gathering.
甚至你可以让一个人有钱财的奉献
or even to make somebody donate
但是人却没有办法让一个人来跟随主
but you cannot make someone else follow the Lord
因为这在人实在是不能的一件事
because this is not something that humans can do
在人不能在神却凡事都能
But with man, nothing is possible. But with God, everything is possible.
因为我们的神他把基督摆出来。
Because our God, He presents Jesus out.
让基督成为我们的道路。
That Jesus becomes our way.
让基督成为我们的智慧。
That Christ is our wisdom.
成为我们里面的力量。
That Christ is our inner strength.
所以我们看见。在我们的侍奉我们的生活的当中我们实在是要经历看见基督
So that in our service and in our life we have to experience and see Christ
只有基督是我们唯一的道路
Because Christ is our only way
不仅如此我们看见我们今天这些已经愿意跟随主的人
And not only this, but for all of us who are already willing to follow the Lord.
那我们今天知道主在我们身上的心意是让我们这一生都来跟随他。
And we know that His will for us is to follow Him with all of our lives.
让我们不仅是年轻的时候可以来跟随主。
That we don't just follow Him while we're young.
就是我们年老发白的时候，我们还是可以来跟随主。
But that when we're old and our hairs are gray, that we'll still follow Him.
我们可以在世界上有退休的这样的把工作放下。
That on earth we may retire from our jobs.
我们甚至在教会的服事当中，因为到了一个年龄，我们也许放下许多事物的事情。
Or in church at a certain age, we may let go of certain responsibilities in church.
但是我们却要一生都来跟随主。
But all of our lives, we have to follow the Lord.
直到我们见主面的日子。
Until the day that we see the Lord again.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是不是觉得太难呢？
Doesn't this seem like such a hard thing?
我想这个不是太难的事。
But it actually isn't that hard.
因为这是不可能的事。
Because it's actually something that's impossible.
因为在人这是不可能的一件事。
Because with man, this is impossible.
因为我们人实在太软弱了。
Because as humans, we're so weak.
但是我们看见主这里给我们主告诉我们说在人不能哈，在神却凡事都能。
But as, because it tells us that with man, everything is impossible, but then with him, everything is possible.
因为主我们的神他就把十字架摆出来。
Because our Lord, he presents the cross out.
这个十字架实在太奇妙了。
And how miraculous is this cross?
当我们愿把这个十字架接到我们的生命当中，
The more that we're willing to receive this cross into our life,
我们愿意让十字架做工在我们身上，
The more we're willing for this cross to do its work on us,
那十字架就把更多更丰满的基督带给我们，
Then this cross presents more and more and of the riches of Christ to us.
让基督更丰满的启示在我们的心里。
That Christ can be presented more richly in our hearts.
所以我们就可以这一生都来跟随主的带领。
So that all of our lives we can follow the leading of Christ.
我们可以成为一个一生都来跟随主的人。
That we can be someone who follows the Lord all of our lives.
所以我们读这个十九章的时候，
And so as we read chapter 19,
我们看见那个少年人呢，因为他没有接受主的启示。
Because he was not willing to receive the Lord's revelation.
他忧忧愁愁地走了。
Then he walked away sad.
当这个少年人忧忧愁愁走的时候，我们发现彼得他好像让人感觉他非常的活跃。
And then when this young man walked away sad, we can see how Peter was feeling.
他感觉他是一个有启示的人。
And Peter felt that he was someone who had the revelation.
所以他觉得他可以来跟随主。
He felt that he could follow the Lord.
他说他已经撇下一切来跟随主了。
That he had already given up everything to follow the Lord.
而且在彼得的感觉里面，他根本不需要认识十字架。
So Peter felt like that he didn't even need to know the cross.
因为彼得觉得十字架太麻烦了。
He might have felt that the cross was too complicated.
他觉得没有十字架跑得更快一点。
That you might be able to run faster without the cross.
没有十字架，彼得觉得他已经跑在前面了。
And that without the cross, he's already running in first.
甚至在彼得的感觉里，他可以跑到路中。
Or that Peter even thought that he already could reach the end.
因为他曾对主说，别人可以否认你，我就是与你同死，我也不会否认你。
He said that other people may deny you, but I'll even die with you before I deny you.
所以他觉得他跑到路中，他都不会这个离开主。
So he thought that he'd be able to run until the end without leaving the Lord.
他觉得说其实在他的感觉里，甚至恐怕他都觉得他明白什么是十字架。
It seems like he even thought he understood what the cross was.
因为 主在这里不是头一次启示十字架的真理。
Because this isn't the first time the Lord revealed the truth of the cross.
我们看见在第这个二十章的时候，主在那里再一次的把十字架告诉他的门徒。
In chapter 20, he again tells the cross to his disciples.
我想在这之前啊，主已经有好几次把十字架启示给门徒们。
Before this, he must have already revealed the cross to his disciples multiple times.
可能在彼得的感觉里，他早就知道什么是十字架了。
Peter probably thought he already knew what the cross was.
他也觉得十字架有什么了不起的。
Or what's so special or great about the cross?
有主在，十字架有什么了不起的？
That if we already have the Lord here, what's so special about the cross?
因为他已经认识主是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
Because he already knew that the Lord is Christ, the Son of the Eternal God.
在彼得的感觉里，他一点都不怕十字架。
And so that he's not afraid of the cross at all.
但我们知道，我们昨天特别分享的，我们读这一段经文的话，我们知道其实彼得对十字架他一点都不认识。
But as we showed yesterday, Peter actually didn't know the cross at all.
因为我们知道一个人如果他这个对十字架没有认识的话，在他生命中有几个突出的特点。
Because there are some unique points in someone's life who doesn't know the cross.
一个人如果他从来没有经历过十字架。
If somebody has never experienced the cross,
从来不认识十字架。
And they've never known the cross.
在他生命中啊，你发现有一个非常突出的特点。
And there's something very unique in their life.
就他常常哈、这个瞻仰自己的容美。
That they're often beholding their own beauty.
他感觉到好像除他以外哈、好像再没有别人了。
They think that outside of themselves there's nobody else.
觉得好像全天下只有自己是最爱主的。
Or that under heaven they're the one who loves the Lord the most.
如果自己受到一点艰难的话。
Or when they encounter a hardship.
就感觉说自己的难处比谁的难处都大。
They feel that their hardship is worse or greater than everybody else's.
好像我的那一个委屈，我的那一个难处哈，别人都不理解的。
That nobody else can understand my sufferings or my hardship.
比如说我刚刚来到这个聚会。
For example, I'm new to this gathering.
我觉得怎么没有人打电话给我问安呢。
I may think, why did nobody call me to check on me?
你们在这个马里兰这已经聚了这么久了，你们都很熟悉的。
That you guys have all been gathered here in Maryland for a long time.
我刚从德国过来，我谁都不认识的。
That I'm here from Germany, I don't know anybody else.
我这里面非常的痛苦，竟然连一个电话都没有。
And that I may feel so sorrowful because I haven't gotten a single phone call.
我觉得这个聚会一点爱心都没有。
I may think that this gathering has no love.
很多时候你发现当一个人没有十字架学习的时候，你发现我们所有的注意力都在自己身上。
When someone doesn't have the lessons of the cross, their entire attention is focused on themselves.
常常会述说自己的荣耀。
They often may speak about their own glory.
常常会述说自己的痛苦。
They may speak about their own hardships.
我觉得全世界最苦的就是我，就是我这个刚到马里兰的这个从德国来的人。
That in the whole world, I'm the one who suffers the most, the one who just came to Maryland from Germany.
竟然没有人能够体会我的感觉。
And that nobody else can understand my feelings.
一个人如果他没有经历十字架，
If someone isn't able to experience the cross,
他可能把十字架接到他的头脑里。
They might have the cross in their head knowledge,
但是并没有把十字架接到他的心里。
But they haven't received it in their heart.
在他生命中，不仅他常常会瞻仰自己的荣美。
And so then they not only will behold their own glory.
而且在他的生命中呢，我们看在彼得的这里面，他常常在基督以外还要有所寻求。
But they often try to find things outside of Christ.
还要在基督以外寻求安慰。
He wants to find comfort outside of Christ.
在基督以外寻求平安，寻求 喜乐，寻求满足。
Or to pursue peace or satisfaction outside of Christ.
在基督以外寻求智慧，寻求能力。
Or to pursue wisdom or strength outside of Christ.
一个人如果他没有将十字架接到他的心里。
If a person hasn't received the cross into their heart.
虽然会有许多的这一个舍弃。
Even though they may sacrifice many things.
但是他不是照着主所吩咐的，乃是照着自己所愿意的在那里舍弃。
But they're not sacrificing things according to what God wants, but according to what they want.
虽然我想彼得可能他觉得自己知道什么是十字架。
Although Peter may think that he knows what the cross is.
但因着在他生命中有这些的特点。
But because he has these unique things in his life.
我们知道他没有十字架的启示。
Then we know that he doesn't have the revelation of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们对基督需要有启示。
We have to have the revelations of Christ.
我们对十字架也同样需要有圣灵的光照。
And we also need the Holy Spirit to reveal the light on the cross.
如果没有圣灵启示十字架在我们的心中，
If the Holy Spirit does not reveal the cross into our hearts,
很多时候我们觉着十字架谁不知道啊？
Then we may often think, who doesn't know about the cross?
有的朋友跟我说，我还没信主，我就知道什么是十字架。
Some friends may say, before I even believed in the Lord, I knew what the cross was.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道，我们弟兄姊妹，但我们这因为在线上哈，我们好像没有办法这样的有这样互动哈。我不知道弟兄姊妹，你觉得十字到底什么是十字架？
And although we're online, but I want to ask, do you all know what the cross is?
有的人说啊，十字架是得胜的记号。
Some say the cross is a sign of overcomers.
Overcome 啊，这个对，主耶稣在十字架上完全得胜了。
The Christ already overcome it all on the cross.
所以呢，我在脖子上应该挂一个十字架。
So then I should have a cross around my neck.
我开车的时候最好车上也挂一个十字架。
Or to have a cross hang in my car.
这样的话开车的时候就很安全，对，就很安全。
Then I'll be safe while I'm driving.
那么你就看见说这一个仇敌就不能胜过我们。
So then the devil cannot overcome us.
今天有许多人把十字架当成一个偶像，在那里好像在那里敬拜一样。
Oftentimes, people almost worship the cross like it's an idol.
弟兄姊妹，这不是圣父启示的十字架。
This isn't the cross that the Holy Spirit reveals to us.
有人说十字架很简单呐。
Or some say that the cross is so simple.
十字架哈，就是退一步，海阔天空。
The cross is just to go back a step and...
就是你让一让哈，然后呢你就有路走了。
That we go back a step, then we have this room, the space to go.
Yeah, 那么比如说夫妻两个，我不知道你们两个有没有吵架过，好像有哈，常常哈。
Are there fights between a couple?
你知道这个怎么样能够胜过呢
？And how are you able to overcome this disagreement?
就让一步吧。
And just a step back, give them room.
让一步你发现就海阔天空了。
If you just give the room, then it'll all work out.
你知道有些人他们就这样教导神的儿女，你就让一让嘛。
Or some people tell Christians just to step back to let them.
那有个先生说我没有办法再让了，是可忍，孰不可忍了。
But some say that they cannot take anymore, they can't let it go anymore.
所以就根本没有路了。
And then there's no way to go.
这是世上的小学
，and this is the way the school of the world.
这是人间的遗传
，this is the traditions that people pass on.
这不是圣灵所启示的十字架
，this isn't the cross that the Holy Spirit reveals.
有人说十字架哈，就是牺牲，就是摆上
，and some say the cross is to give up your life to sacrifice everything.
你牺牲越多，你越有十字架的经历。
The more you give up, the more experiences of the cross you have.
你摆上越多，你就越有十字架的经历。
The more that you sacrifice, the more experiences of the cross you have.
但难处在这里。
But then their hardship is also here.
在一个聚会里，大家都这样的摆上，都是这样的牺牲，但是大家却不能够聚在一起。
If everybody sacrifices everything, gives everything up, but they can't meet together.
有人说那就需要忍呐。
Then they say that you just need to have patience to endure.
这个恒忍。
It's very harsh. To endure, to persevere.
Yeah, 就是这个一直的忍呐，这个 long suffering 啊，这个咬着牙你也忍下去。
To bite your teeth and to continue to have long suffering.
你知道有些人他们学十字架功课，最后忍出这个肝癌来了。
And some people to learn the lesson of the cross, they have cancer. They have cancer.
对，就是最后身体都已经受到严重的影响了。
And that their body experiences the effects of it.
没有任何的喜乐。
And they don't have any joy anymore.
忍是忍了，但是没有恩典。
They are able to endure, but they don't have the grace.
弟兄姊妹，这不是圣灵所启示的十字架。
And this isn't the cross that the Holy Spirit reveals.
什么是十字架呢？
And so what truly is the cross then?
有人说十字架就是受苦。
Some say the cross is just to suffer.
对，如果你受苦越多，你越背十字架。
And that the more you suffer, the more you bear the cross.
所以有个弟兄说在世上的人他们比看谁享受更多。
And some say that in the world, those who enjoy more.
就是基督徒是比看谁受苦更多。
That in the world, people compare who enjoys more, but Christians compare who suffer more.
如果你买一双新鞋子，那你穿上的话，那你太舒服了，你没有背十字架。
For example, if you buy a new pair of shoes, then you're enjoying it too much. You're not bearing the cross.
那我怎么背十字架呢？
So then how are you able to bear the cross?
我就把石头子放在这个鞋子里面。
And then I would put rocks in my shoe.
如果你敢放石头子，我就敢放玻璃碴。
And if you're willing to put rocks, then I'm willing to put glass shards in my shoe.
你敢放玻璃碴，我敢放钉子。
Or if you're willing to put glass shards, I'm willing to put nails.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是十字架呢？
Is this truly the cross?
这是十字架的仇敌。
This is actually the enemy of the cross.
为什么？因为我越是这样的受苦，我越是这样的摆上，我越是这样的奉献，我越有所夸口的。
It's because the more you suffer, the more you sacrifice, and the more you have to boast of.
我越瞻仰自己的受苦。
Then you're more able to behold your own sufferings.
我瞻仰自己的奉献。
Able to reveal your own sacrifices.
我瞻仰自己的摆上。
The more that your own offerings.
弟兄姊妹，这不是十字架。
But this isn't truly the cross.
这是十字架的仇敌。
This is actually the enemies of the cross.
求主的圣灵来光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit of the Lord reveal this to us.
今天许多神的儿女，他们以为自己已经有很深很深十字架的经历。
Many children of God think that they've already greatly experienced the cross.
但是当你跟他接触的时候，你发现这个人里面非常的刚硬。
But when you interact with them, you see that their insides are actually hardened.
你发现这样的人他根本没办法交通。
And you're not actually able to interact with them.
你没有办法能够跟他好像这一个提出任何不同的意见。
You're not able to have any differences in opinion with them.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的儿女有的时候被这世代的神弄瞎了心眼。
Some people there, the eyes of their heart are blinded by the world.
为这世代的神，你这仇敌就是要弄瞎神儿女的心眼。
The God of the world wants to blind the eyes of the children of God.
让我们自己以为我们已经有许多十字架的学习。
So that we think that we already have a lot of lessons of the cross.
让我们觉得说我们是这个好像是紧紧跟随主的一般人。
We think that we're those who closely follow the Lord.
事实上，我们所做的乃是十字架的仇敌。
But in reality, what we're doing is an enemy of the cross.
我想这是非常非常严肃的一件事。
This is actually a very serious matter.
因为没有十字架，就没有神旨意的成就。
Because if you don't have the cross, then you don't have the completion of God's will.
如果神的儿女不是真实的将十字架接在我们的心里，
if the children of God do not truly receive the cross into their hearts,
如果神的儿女不是真实的借着圣灵看见十字架的启示，
and if you don't see the revelation of the cross through the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候感觉自己越是背十字架，我们越成为神旨意的拦阻。
Then the more that we try to bear the cross, the more we become a barrier to God's will.
那么到底什么是十字架呢？
And so then what truly is the cross?
我想刚才弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，我们都知道标准答案。
As some brothers and sisters pray, we know the standard answer.
就是非常非常重要的一件事。
And it is a very important thing.
就是舍己啊。
And it's to deny ourselves.
就是把我这个己啊钉死在十字架上。
It's to nail our own selves on the cross.
把自己的意思摆在一边。
To put aside our own will.
把我自己完全摆在死地。
And to completely make ourselves die.
弟兄姊妹，我们在真理上感谢主。我想我们有很多弟兄姊妹都认识哈，原来十字架乃是舍己。
And thank God that many people, we do know that the true meaning of the cross is to deny ourselves.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem also lies here.
许多时候我们在祷告的时候，我们知道什么是十字架。
Oftentimes when we pray, we know what the cross is.
讲道也知道什么是十字架。
Or when we preach, we know what the cross is.
就是一到大家一起释放的时候，十字架就不见了。
But when everyone comes together to serve, then the cross is gone.
一到家庭里面出现了难处的时候，十字架就不见了。
Or when there are hardships in the family, then the cross disappears.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我是说，我们将十字架的道理接到我们的头脑里。
Oftentimes, the truth of the cross is in our head knowledge.
我们并没有将十字架接到我们的心里。
But we didn't truly receive the cross into our hearts.
我们灵里面对什么是十字架还没有圣灵的启示。
We don't have the true revelation from the Holy Spirit of what the cross is.
我们的经历的里面还没有真实的让十字架在我们生命中做深的工作。
We don't have the experience of the cross doing the true deep work in us.
所以我们感谢主。我觉得马太二十章哈，主在这里讲了一个在葡萄园做工的比喻。
And then in Matthew 20, he talks about the parable of the workers of the vineyard.
我们的主哈，很多时候教导我们，他都在讲故事。
To teach us, our Lord often has to tell us stories.
因为主他知道我们要明白一件事很不容易。
Because he knows how hard it is for us to understand something.
所以他常常借着讲故事来启示我们。
And so he uses stories to reveal things to us.
所以很多时候我们也是这样，给孩子们要讲一个真理的话，你不容易，所以你讲一个故事，要把这个真理来解释给他听。
Just like how we may tell stories to children to explain a truth to them.
所以我们感谢主，我觉得在马太二十章哈，这一个葡萄园这个做工的比喻当中，我们的主他在这里告诉我们怎样的在实际的当中能够有十字架的学习。
And in this parable, the workers in the vineyard tells us how we can truly have the lessons of the cross.
这个在我们这个开始这个进到这一章这个内容之先哈，我想有几件事呢，我们在这里稍微需要明确一下。
And I want to make clear some things before we start this passage.
因为这是非常非常重要的几件事。
Because these things are very important.
首先呢，这里为什么主这里特别讲到在葡萄园里做工这件事呢？
And the first is, why does he specifically talk about work in the vineyard?
对，这一个做工哈，我想在属灵的意义上，就是特别指的侍奉说的。
And I believe the spiritual meaning of this work refers to service.
我们蒙恩得救以后，弟兄姊妹，我们就从主那里得着一个新的生命。
After we're saved, we received a new life from the Lord.
我们因着重生的缘故，我们就都成了神的儿女。
And because we're born again, we're now all children of God.
因为我们今天都有神的生命在我们的里面。
And we all have the life of God inside of us.
所以我们今天可以在我们的心灵的深处可以呼叫阿爸父。
And so from the depths of our spirit, we're able to call Abba Father.
我们跟神的关系现在是父亲和儿女的关系。
And we have a father-son relationship with God.
做儿女，我们是在享受神所赐给我们一切的丰富。
And as children, we can enjoy all the riches that God has given us.
但是神给我们这个生命是非常奇妙的。
But this life he's given us is also very miraculous.
这个生命它不仅仅是一个做儿女的生命。
It's the life not only of a son.
这个生命它还是一个侍奉的生命。
But it's also a life of service.
所以如果我们今天真实的蒙恩得救。
And so today if we're truly saved.
我们顺服里面生命的这个要求。
And if we obey the requirements of the life inside of us,
很自然的一个蒙恩得救神的儿女就愿意来侍奉神。
And very naturally, a children of God who is saved is willing to serve him.
这不是人在外面的要求。
It's not an outside requirement.
这是我们里面生命的要求。
But rather, it's a requirement of the life inside of us.
一个人蒙恩得救以后，如果经过了好像很多的年日，他都不起来侍奉神的话，
If many years have passed after someone's saving, they're still not serving God.
你发现那个生命一定有了问题。
Then there must be something wrong with the life.
那个生命就不会长大。
This life cannot grow.
神的目的也不能成就在我们的身上。
There's no way for God's purpose to be accomplished in us.
我们读旧约哈，有这样的一幅图画。
And we also see this picture in the Old Testament.
当以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候，
When the Israelites were leaving Egypt,
那里给我们看见是一幅神儿女蒙恩得救的图画。
We see this picture of the Israelites they're being saved.
他们在那里吃了羔羊的肉，
That they were able to eat the meat.
他们抹了羔羊的血，
And also to spread the blood, the lamb.
过红海如同行走干地一样。
They were able to cross through the sea as if it was dry land.
神把他们从仇敌的手中拯救出来。
That he delivered them from the hands of the enemies.
目的是什么？
And what was the purpose of all of this?
圣经讲得非常的清楚，乃是来到神的圣山，来侍奉这位永生的神。
It clearly tells us that it was to go to his holy mountain to serve the eternal God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要的一件事。
This is a very crucial thing.
虽然这是非常初信的，好像的一个题目。
Although it seems like a very a topic for new believers.
但是我们真的求神常常来提醒我们。
But may God often remind us of this.
我们是不是常常顺服里面生命的要求？
Are we often obeying the requirements of the life inside of us?
一个神的儿女，他在那里顺服里面生命的要求，在那里外面来服侍主的时候，
When God's children are able to obey the requirements of the inner life and to serve Him,
你发现他里面就充满了喜乐，
and they're full of joy,
里面充满了平安，
and they're full of peace,
生命中充满了力量，
and they're filled with strength.
这是非常稀奇的一件事，
and this is a very amazing thing.
因为这是这个生命所带给我们的这个奇妙的恩典。
Because this is the amazing grace that this life has brought us.
这是头一件事哈，我们盼望能够在这里一同来思想的。
So this is one thing that we should reflect on.
第二件事。
And then the second thing.
就是他不仅说做工，而且他说要进葡萄园做工。
That he not only wants us to work with, to work in the vineyard.
他说哈， 在葡萄园之外都是闲站。
That all those outside of the vineyard were standing idle.
主这里重复了好几遍。
And he says this multiple times.
不在葡萄园里做工都叫闲站。
That all those who are not working in the vineyard are standing idle.
我想可能这些人在进葡萄园做工之前，可能他们有很多的事在忙碌。
Before they were in the vineyard, they must have many things they were busy with.
但是在主的眼中，那叫闲站。
But in the Lord's eyes, they were just standing idle.
这里给我们看见一个非常重要的启示。
And this is a very important revelation for us.
侍奉必须在神的旨意里。
Service has to be under God's will.
必须侍奉神的旨意。
It has to serve God's will.
若不是在葡萄园里做工，在神眼中都是空跑，都是徒劳。
If we're not serving in the vineyard, working in the vineyard, then this is all useless and in vain.
如果我们读旧约圣经，我们知道葡萄园特别说到今天神的教会。
In the Old Testament, the vineyard specifically refers to God's church.
神今天在地上只有一个工作。
And today on earth, God only has one goal.
就是建立基督的身体。
And it's to build up the body of Christ.
如果今天我们侍奉。
And if today we serve.
不是为了建立基督的身体。
And we don't serve to build up the body of Christ.
在神的眼中最多就是闲站。
That at most what we're doing in God's eyes is standing idle.
甚至可能在神的眼中是作恶。
Or in God's eyes we may even be doing evil.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常严肃的一件事。
And this is a very serious matter.
所以我们要求主真的把那赐人智慧启示的灵光照我们的心眼。
And may the spirit of wisdom and revelation open the eyes of our heart.
让我们真实的认识到底神今天的工作在哪里。
That we may truly know where God's work is.
今天神的儿女因着爱神的缘故。
And today God's children, because we love him.
很多时候我们非常热心地在那里侍奉。
And we often enthusiastically serve.
但是很多时候我们并没有进到葡萄园当中。
But often we didn't truly enter into the vineyard.
我们的侍奉并不是在那里建立基督的身体。
Our service isn't actually building up the body of Christ.
可能建立的是一个组织。
Maybe you're building up an organization.
可能建立是一个工作。
Or building up a job.
甚至可能一个 work. 甚至可能建立的是个巴别塔。
Or even building up a Tower of Babel.
弟兄姊妹，这是太严肃的一件事。
This is a very serious thing.
昨天有弟兄姊妹祷告说，如果到了我们一同到了主面前的时候，我们发现说我们这一生所做的根本不是神所要的。
And yesterday people prayed that if we come before the Lord and find out that everything we did wasn't what God wanted.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是亏损太大了。
This would waste so much.
我们今天啊，你看看多不容易，都礼拜六了，还要在线上这么小的一个小窗口还在那里聚会。
And often it may seem so hard that on Saturday night we're here on Zoom gathering.
眼睛都看不清楚，就这么一个小窗口，还在那里坐在那里。
And you can't even see their eyes; it's just a small square.
我们付了多少生命的代价
？And how much sacrifices have we paid？
到那一天，主说：“你这作恶的人，离开我去吧。
”But then on that day, he may say, "You evildoer, go away from me."
我觉得。这些的提醒，主在他的话中这些提醒，我觉得是非常非常严肃的。
I think these reminders are very serious to us.
所以这第二点啊，就是侍奉必须是建立基督的身体。
And so the second point is that the service has to build up the body of Christ.
第三点。
And then the third point.
我们看见主在这里借着这一个葡萄园做工的比喻，他真的特别是讲到十字架的学习。
And this parable of the workers in the vineyard talks about the lesson of the cross.
那么现在我们问一个问题，我们在哪儿学十字架的功课？
And this asks the question, where are we learning the lesson of the cross?
你说今天有的人想说上神学院去学。
Some may say, you learn this in seminary.
有的人想说在书本里学。
Or some say through textbooks.
而且今天我们这个时代的人，我们都盼望上网去学。
Or some may say on the internet.
我发现今天这网真厉害。
And today the internet is so useful.
它能教会你任何的一件事。
And that it can teach you anything.
那天我们在一个弟兄姊妹家里做客，他那个生蚝啊打不开了，他就上网，一会儿就知道那个生蚝怎么把它打开。
And the other day we were at someone's house and we weren't able to open the oyster, so then the internet told them how to.
你要是不会修水管的话，如果你肯用力气，他也告诉你这个水管怎么修。
And if you don't know how to fix the water pipes, the internet can also teach you how to do that.
有人说，如果你想去修卫星的话，他也会告诉你那卫星怎么修。
Or somebody teach you how to fix a satellite.
弟兄姊妹，什么你都可以上网去学。
You can learn anything on the internet.
唯独十字架你在网上你学不来的。
But you cannot learn the cross on the internet.
你如果上网学十字架，最多学到头脑里面。
At most, you could learn some head knowledge.
最多让你觉得你自己了不起。
Or you may think that you yourself is good.
弟兄姊妹，只有在神的教会里，我们才能够真实的来学十字架的功课。
But you can only truly learn the lesson of the cross in the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常宝贵的一件事。
This is a very precious thing.
这就为什么我们必须聚在一起。
And this is why we must gather together.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候不得已哈，我们借着这些的现在的技术，我们这样聚。弟兄姊妹，这却不是神的心意。
Oftentimes, without even realizing it, when we gather online, this is not God's will.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个聚会哈，可以借着这样的情形能够被建立起来。
Not a single gathering through this method of meeting can be built up.
没有一个人可以借着这样的聚会可以真实的学十字架的功课。
And through this method of gathering, we cannot truly learn the lesson of the cross.
我们感谢神呢，我觉得我们的神太智慧了。
We thank God that He is full of wisdom.
圣经上说，教会乃是彰显神万般的智慧。
And that the church reveals all of His wisdom.
今天人非常轻看、藐视神教会的聚会。
People may often look lightly, look down on God's church.
说到神教会的聚会，常常想到的都是难处。
They may think about the hardships when they think about God's church.
但神的话语里却给我们看见，神的教会实在是要彰显神万般的智慧。
But God's words tell us that His church has to reveal all of His wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，我们真的要我觉得真的要恐惧战惊啊。
Before God, we truly have to stand trembling before Him.
虽然很多时候我们感觉很舒服了，
even though we may feel very comfortable,
很可能我们就偏离了正路，
but and we may actually be on the right way.
其实这点舒服是不上算的，
but this comfort doesn't actually count.
我这个它是不上算的，就是它是不合算的， not worth it.
But this comfort is actually worth it.
Not worth it.
It's not worth it.
对，这不上算的，因为我们不就省点时间吗？
This comfort isn't worth it because we may just be saving some time.
有的时候我们觉得说，哎呀，在网上听得到，再把它挂上。
And so we may think that because it's online, we can just
把它盖上，把它这个 cover it.
You just cover it.
然后呢，你知道有一次我们就要求有一个弟兄啊，让他念念圣经，他给我写个 test， 他说对不起，我在洗澡。
One time we asked brother to read the verses that he messaged through text and that I'm showering.
有一次我再让另外一个，我说好不好，弟兄你现在给我们有点交通。
Or asked brother to share something.
他说对不起，他说我现在在外面，正在那个运动房里面，正在那里，在那里运动。
He said, sorry, right now I'm in the gym exercising.
弟兄姊妹，这样的聚会能建造神的家吗？
Can this kind of gathering build up the church, a house of God?
我觉得我们在神面前真的需要有敬畏主的心。
That we have to have this reverent heart before God.
我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
That we have to have the same heart and mindset as Christ.
我们应该以父神的那个那个呃，以父神的呃，那个以父父的旨意心意为念。
That we have to have the same mindset, the same will of the Father.
因为我们的神他要在这里建造他自己的身体。
Because our God, He wants to build up His body.
还有让基督身体的见证在我们这个聚会中彰显出来。
And He wants the testimony of the body of Christ to be revealed in our gatherings.
弟兄姊妹，当基督的身体的实际显出来的时候，
When the reality of the body of Christ is revealed,
是阴间的权柄所不能够胜过的。
Then nothing of hell of Hades can overcome it.
进入我们主的见证。
And nothing can overcome the testimony of our God.
彰显主的得胜。
It cannot hinder the
manifest.
It manifests God's overcoming.
对他的这个他的得胜啊，对，那这个弟兄姊妹，我觉得这三件事，我觉得当我们读这一个马太二十章的时候，我觉得非常非常重要。
And I think that these three things are very crucial as we read Matthew chapter 20.
所以我们说。我们要学十字架的功课。
So we have to learn the lesson of the cross.
我们需要知道，我们需要在神的教会里，在侍奉的当中来学十字架的功课。
In God's house, in our service, we have to learn the lesson of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，只有借着我们在神的家中，在侍奉当中，弟兄姊妹，我们真实的可以经历十字架的大能。
Only through our service in the house of God can we truly experience the great power of the cross.
我们可以真实的经历十字架的智慧。
We can truly experience the wisdom of the cross.
可以经历神在我们中间真实做建造的工作。
To experience the work of building us up that God has among us.
我想我们就想这几点哈，我想是非常非常重要的。我们稍微花点时间呢，跟大家。一起这个再复习一下。
So it's important to spend time to review these couple points.
所以这一个当我们来看这一段比喻的时候。
And then when we come to look at this parable.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你怎么解释这段的比喻。
I don't know how you may explain this parable.
当然我想你可以用很多的角度来看。
And there are many perspectives to look at it from.
你知道这个我们在读这个比喻的时候。有人就挑战我们。
And some people may to challenge us when we read this parable.
他说如果这个原主哈，他是这样来发工资的话。
If this owner paid the wages in this way.
那么请问头一天六点钟就来做工的人。
Then for those who came at 6 a.m. in the morning.
请问他第二天几点来。
And then the next day, what time would they come?
有人在这我面前说五点，我有一个人跟我说他五点五十九分来。
Some may say 5 p.m., some may say 5:59, or I say 5:59.
我不知道你们在做工的时候有没有这样的老板在那这样的发工资的。
And when you guys are working, do you have any bosses like this?
一个都没有，对不对
？Of course, none of you don't.
如果这样的话。那这公司肯定倒闭了。
If your boss is like this, enough the company would go down.
那每个人都是到下午五点才来啊。
Everybody would come to work at 5 p.m.
反正无论几点来，拿的工钱都是一样的。
It doesn't matter when you come, you always get the same wage.
弟兄姊妹，这里给我们看见的不是一个外面的故事。
And so what this tells us here is not just a outside story.
因为主这里特别说到。还有在后的，还有在前呢。
Because here it tells us that those who are last will be first.
有谁是头一天五点钟来的，第二天早晨六点就来了
？Who will come at 5 p.m. the day before and come at 6 a.m. the next day?
我想是那些把十字架接到心里的人。
It would be those who have received the cross into their hearts.
如果人真的。里面看见十字架
If you are truly able to see the cross
真的经历十字架的恩典
and to experience the grace of the cross.
你发现在后的他在前。
Then you'll find that those who are last will be first.
如果不认识十字架。
But if someone doesn't know the Lord,
弃绝十字架。
Or doesn't know the cross or rebuke the cross.
凡是头一天五点钟以前的，到了第二天恐怕都是五点五十九分来。
Then the next day, all those who arrive before 5 will arrive at 5:59.
所以在前的就都在后面了。
So all those who are first are now last.
所以我们看见这一段的经文，我觉得是非常的宝贵。
And so this passage is very precious to us.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们的主哈，他在这里讲到十字架的学习。
Our Lord, he talks about the lesson of the cross here.
他不是在讲一个道理。
He isn't just talking about some knowledge.
他摸我们里面深处的感觉。
But it's about into the depths of inner feelings.
比如说我们看这个，比如说到了第十节。
For example, in verse 10.
他说，极至那先故的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。
So when those who came, who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius.
这里面说话，他们以为必要多得。
And they expected to receive more.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们需要十字架的对付吗？
Why do we need to be dealt with by the cross?
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们这个人太需要十字架做工在我们身上呢？
Why do we need the work of the cross in us?
因为在我们身上有一个很大的软弱。
Because we have this great weakness inside of us.
很大的难处。
And this great hardship inside of us.
就是我们常常以为必要这样。
Because we often think that it has to be some way.
我们觉得神他一定要照着我们所以为的来做事。
We think that God, we expect God to do according to how we think it should go.
如果他所做的不照我们所以为的。
And if what he does isn't according to what we think.
谁知他竟然是这样的做事。
Or if he does things a different certain way.
你发现我们里面的难处非常的大。
Then we see how great the hardship is for us.
什么是十字架的学习呢？
So what truly is the lesson of the cross?
十字架的学习就是我虽然以为神他应该这样做。
The lesson of the cross is even if we expect God to do it some way.
但是神没有照着我所做的，照着我所以为的去做。
But God doesn't do it according to what we think or expect.
我接受神他可以不受我所以为的限制。
And we have to know that God isn't limited by what we think.
他不受我所以为的这个控制。
And that he's not under the control of what we think or expect.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
我们读圣经哈，我们看见有一个叫叙利亚的乃曼。
When we read the Bible, we hear about Naaman.
他是这个叙利亚国的一个将军。
He was an official in Syria.
他是在一人之下，万人之上。
He was over many people.
只是长了大麻风。
But then he had leprosy.
当他听说以色列那里有先知可以医治他的大麻风。
And then when he heard about a prophet in Israel who could heal his leprosy.
还带着许多的兵马。
And he brought many of the guards with him.
带着很多的礼物。
And he brought many gifts.
金银衣服。
Gold or clothing.
然后他非常的这个敬虔的站在这个先知门的门口。
And so a very humbly he stands before the door of the prophet.
没想到啊，这个先知啊就派一个小仆人呢、啊，跟他说，去到约旦河里面去洗七次。
And he didn't think the prophet would just send a small servant to tell him to go wash seven times in the river.
你知道那个时候在那个就是他去求问先知的时候，那个时候约旦河可能正好是一个淡季。你知道在这个约旦河淡季的时候，你去看的话，真的就好像一个小泥沟一样。
And so when he went to go ask the prophet, the Jordan River was likely in a dry season, so it seemed like just like a mud pit.
圣经上告诉我们，乃曼发怒了。
And the Bible tells us that Naaman, he was full of anger.
我以为他必亲自出来。
I thought that he himself would come out.
他要在我的患处摇手。
That he might wave his hand above me.
治好我的大麻风。
To heal my leprosy.
我是这样谦卑地来到他面前。
That I so humbly came before him.
我是谁呀？
Who am I?
我是将军啊。
That he's a general, or I'm a general.
我们这些以色列是我手下败将啊。
That you, the Israelites, you are under me.
我这样谦卑来到你面前，你竟然让我到那个水泥沟里面去洗七次。
That I humbly come to you, and then you ask me just to go wash seven times in this mud pit.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在我们人里面这个难处有多大？
Brothers and sisters, do you see what great difficulty this presents to us?
我们以为他必要这样来待我。
We expect them to treat us a certain way.
但是他没有照我们所以为的。
But they didn't do as we thought.
这个，我从前呢，这个遇到有一个学生。
And I once encountered a student.
他告诉我哈，他说，他们曾经经历过这样一件事。
And he told me about something that they encountered.
他说那个时候啊，他们这个从这个中国过来，他们很多时候都那个成绩单都是自己做的。
And that when they were coming from China, they would often make up or fake their own transcripts.
对，然后呢，他们进到学校里面呢，他们当然成绩看的都很好，所以他们都上了很好的学校。
And so of course their grades looked really good, and they got into good schools.
他们中间有一个人呢，后来去聚会啊，信了耶稣了。
There was one guy who went to church and believed in God.
那么他信了主以后啊，神的圣灵就光照他说你那个这个成绩单是假的。
And after he believed, the Holy Spirit revealed to him that your transcript was actually fake.
所以他就非常的难过。
And so he felt very sorrowful.
因为如果他跟学校去讲的话，你知道这个美国的学校其实是蛮严的，如果你这样就作假的话，当场就开除的。
And because American schools are often very strict, they told him he would be expelled.
所以呢，他这个非常挣扎。
And so he was very stressed or uneasy about this.
感谢主，主的生命在他里面得胜了。
But thank God that God's life overcame in him.
那么他就跟弟兄姊妹说，下个礼拜我就走了。
He told him that I won't be here next week.
因为我这个到了礼拜一，我就要告诉学校说我那个成绩单是假的。
Because come Monday, I'll tell the school that I faked my transcript.
这个他告诉学校他成绩单是假的时候啊。
But when he told the school that his transcript was fake.
他那个老板很喜欢他。
His boss really liked him.
那个老板就为他说情。
And so then the boss, he said good words about him.
他说，虽然这个学生他这个是他从前对吧？他们从前做的那个事情是不对的，但是他这个学生真的是很好的一个学生。
He said that what he did before was wrong, but he truly is a good student.
非常的有怜悯，学校竟然没有开除他。
And the school had a lot of mercy and didn't expel him.
你知道这一个同学哈、啊？他真的觉得神太怜悯他了。
And the student truly felt how much mercy God had on him.
到第二个主日他又来聚会了。
And then the next Sunday he also came to church.
弟兄姊妹说，你不是都跟我们都已经拜拜了，怎么你又来聚会了呢？
And they said that didn't you already say bye to us? How come you're still here?
那他就把这一个故事就告诉大家。
And so he told everyone the story of what happened.
正在他讲的他那个聚会的当中，有一个他的同学也听到了这件事。
And whilst he was saying this, another student in the gathering heard it.
他听了以后，哇，太奇妙了。
And after he heard, he said, "Oh wow, how amazing is this?"
这么美好的一个蒙怜悯的见证。
What a great story and testimony of mercy this is.
他说我也是这个，我的那个成绩单也是假的。
And he said that I also faked my transcript.
那我也想做一个蒙怜悯的见证。
And I also want to have a testimony of mercy.
所以他也跟学校去讲。
So he also went to go tell this school.
学校马上把他开除了。
And the school immediately expelled him.
像乃曼一样。怒。
And just like Naaman, he was very angry.
他说我以后再也不信耶稣了。
He said that I'll never believe in Jesus again.
他竟然不给我蒙怜悯的见证。
That not only did he not give me a testimony of mercy.
我以为，我都承认错误了，跟他一样，我以为我一定会有一个蒙怜悯的见证。
And so he said, I thought that I already repented for my sins, so I would also have this testimony of mercy.
弟兄姊妹。什么叫十字架的学习
？But what is the lesson of the cross？
乃曼，他那一次他真的有一点十字架的学习。
And Naaman, he did have a little of the lesson of the cross.
他把自己以为的放下。
And he let go of what he thought himself.
他的仆人跟他说：“如果先知让你做一个更大的事，你不？”你肯定要去做的嘛，何况做这么容易的一件事呢
？The servant said that if the prophet told you to do a greater thing, you would do it. And how about this little thing?
他把自己以为的把它摆在一边。
And so he put aside what he himself thought.
他愿意照着神所命定的，照着神所以为的来成就神的事情。
And that he was willing to do according to what God thought and God's will to accomplish God's work.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是奇妙的神。
And our God, He is America's amazing God.
我们的神从来不受人所以为的限制。
And that He is not constrained by what people think.
哦，我们的神实在是他的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
That His ways and His thoughts are greater than ours.
好，在我们这个生活，在我们侍奉当中，弟兄姊妹，我觉得十字架的功课实在是在我们的每一个生活的每一个方面。
And that in our life and our ways, the cross is in every aspect.
这个有很多弟兄姊妹很关心我们去德国。
Many brothers and sisters care about our life in Germany.
啊，真的是很多时候我回想起来。哎呀，太多这个神奇妙的事。
And many of God's miraculous things happen.
我记得这个我在这个美国读书的时候啊，后来这个毕业的哈，我们有一个毕业的证有一个叫什么不是不光是典礼，还有一个那叫什么这个证书，对，一个证书，对，一个学位证书。
And I remember when I was studying America, we also got a diploma.
那个时候啊，我正这个因着主的怜悯啊，正好这个出来学习服侍主。
And so through God's mercy, I was finishing studying, coming to serve the Lord.
我跟年长弟兄说，这是粪土。
And I told the elders that this is dirt.
因为保罗说万事都看作粪土。
Because Paul said that I consider everything as rubbish.
所以我说这一个学位。这个证书哈就丢掉。
And so I wanted to let go of this degree, this diploma.
那年长弟兄说留着。
But they told me that you should keep it.
我说粪土还要留着。
And so why would you need to keep rubbish?
你就一留哈就留了好多年。
And if you keep it, you'll keep it for many years.
直留到我们搬家去德国。
And I kept it until we moved to Germany.
上面都是土。
And there's dust all over it.
我说这真的是粪土了。
And I said that it truly is rubbish now.
现在要丢了。
I truly have to throw it away now.
没想到这个我太太说留着。
But then my wife still said we should keep it.
我说粪土都留这么多年了，还要留着吗
So they've already kept this rubbish for so long. Why for even longer?
我没有把它装上集装箱。
I didn't take and pack into the suitcase.
我想就把它留在美国，我就走了。
I said I'll just leave it in America and just leave.
没想到我太太把它擦一擦，放到那行李箱里去了。
But my wife, she seriously put it into the suitcase.
你知道到了德国哈，我们发现说。德国那边哈，他要问我们所有从前读书的所有的证件。
When we got there, they actually asked for all of our documents from our education.
孩子的，包括我的。
Our children's and even mine.
我说我都50岁了，你还要问我小学读书的情形吗
？I said that I'm already 50. Why do you need to know about my elementary school?
然后我太太说：“哎。”我们有一个学位证书。
And I said, my wife said that, that we do have your diploma.
你知道，把这一个学位证书一拿出来，所有的都不要了。
And as soon as we brought this diploma, they didn't need anything else from us.
马上就给我们办手续。
They immediately processed the documents for us.
那个本来对我们都是横眉竖眼的。
And before they were very stern towards us.
然后马上就笑脸相迎。
And they immediately were smiling very happy towards us.
后来我才知道那张学位证书在德国人的眼中是很重要的。
Because this diploma is very important in Germany's eyes.
我根本没有想到。
I had not even thought about that.
我以为这个粪土早就应该扔了。
And I thought that I should already have thrown away this piece of rubbish.
没想到
I didn't even think about this.
谁想竟然这一张真的这一张真的救了我们呢
Who thought that this piece of paper would actually save us?
让我们省了很多的很多的麻烦
And it saved us a lot of trouble.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神太荣耀了
Our God, he is so glorious.
我们的神太奇妙了
He is too miraculous.
我们在每一件事上，弟兄姊妹，我们要学习一件非常重要的功课。
In every single thing, we have to learn a very important lesson.
就是我们以为必然要发生的。
The things that we expect or think should happen.
对我是最好的。
Or the things that we think are the best.
对我是最有利益的。
Or the things that are the most beneficial to us.
竟然神不听我的
！Not only does God not listen to us，
竟然不照着我所以为的成就。
But if God doesn't listen to us or do according to what we thought，
弟兄姊妹，这是十字架非常非常重要的一个学习。
And this is actually a very important lesson of the cross。
如果我们在这件事上有一点的学习
，If we're able to have a little bit of a lesson about this。
弟兄姊妹，就好像圣经上说的，我们会常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
They will always have joy to continually pray and be full of thanksgiving.
这就是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And this is the will that God has for us in Christ Jesus.
神的主耶稣的十字架就是成功神旨意的。
The cross of the Lord is what accomplishes God's will.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太荣耀了。
And this is so glorious.
对不起，虽然非常的简单。
Even though it may seem very simple.
但是却使我们整个的生命能够翻转过来。
But it's able to change our entire life.
不仅如此。
And not only this.
我们生命中不仅有这些难，有这样一个难处。
We not only have these difficulties in our life.
我们还有其他的难处。
We also have other difficulties.
我们看见在这个第十一节和十二节
，verses 11 and 12,
他们得了就埋怨家主说：“我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一个小时，你竟叫他们。”和我们一样吗
？When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. Those who were hired last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us.
当我们读这段话语的时候， 我不知道弟兄姊妹你们的感觉如何。
When we read these words out, how do you feel?
我在读这段话语的时候，我觉着有一个很深的感觉。
And I have the, this deep feeling when I read it.
亏了。
And I feel that it's a loss.
真的亏了。
That they're suffering a loss, that it's not worth it.
我干了十二个钟头。
I worked 12 hours.
他才干了一个小时。
But he only worked for 1 hour.
主给这个原主给他一块钱
，and then the vineyard owner gave them $1.
这个原主他也真是，他要说先给我就好，先给我欢欢喜喜我就走了。
If the owner had just given it to me first, then I would have walked away happily.
这原主哪有这种原主呢？对不对？先给那后来的。
And what kind of owner would give it to those who came last?
那么这个给后来的，不像今天你们给。给这个薪水的时候是放在信封里还是大家都看见的
And it's not like today where you may put the salary into an envelope.
我知道我在美国做事的时候每次拿的都是信封都封着的。
I know that whenever I got money, it would always be in a sealed envelope.
你看这一个原主他还公开的一块钱。
And this owner, he had publicly given it out to everyone, the one denarius.
让我看了，哦，这一块钱就给他了。
And you can see that he gave him one denarius.
请问我里面的感觉如何
？And so, how would I feel then?
我干了十二个小时。
I worked 12 hours.
如果原主不给我十二块，那也得给我六块。
And that if he didn't give me 12 denarius, then at least six.
不给我六块，怎么着也给我三块吧。
Or if not six, then at least three.
哪怕是一块半也好啊。
Or even at least one and a half.
没想到啊，竟然跟他一样。
But I wouldn't think that I would get the exact same as him.
亏了。
And what a loss this is.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在神的教会侍奉的时候。
When we serve in the house of God.
这种吃亏的感觉是非常非常可怕的。
This feeling of loss or suffering is very scary.
今天哈，我们一同的在这里建造神的家。
And today we all want to build up the house of God.
有的时候，神的恩典在我们身上显得多了一点。
It often may seem like God may have more grace on someone.
我们摆上的比别人多。
Or that you're able to sacrifice more than someone else.
那么，有的刚刚来到聚会。
There may be some who are new to the church.
他只摆上了一点点。
They're only able to sacrifice a little bit.
啊，每个人都称赞他们。
But everybody may praise them.
啊，我这个每个礼拜都是这个摆上，好像全都摆上了。
But then for someone like me who every week is able to sacrifice a lot.
不仅没有人称赞。
Not only did no one commend or praise me.
竟然还有人给我脸色看。
But there are also those who still show face to me. And so, what a loss is this?
弟兄姊妹，这种吃亏的感觉，这是肉体里面非常非常恶的很深的感觉。
This feeling of suffering and loss is a very evil feeling of the flesh.
因为这种感觉绝不是从启示而来。
Because this feeling does not come from a revelation.
绝不是从基督身体荣耀异象而来。
And it does not come from the glory of the body of Christ.
我根本不认识什么叫基督的身体。
That you don't even know what the body of Christ is.
我不知道这在座的你们是用右手写字还用左手写字？右手写字哈。那么你知道，在这个有的时候写论文的时候，我都是这个那会儿是我们还不是打字的哈，这个是用。手写的，你说这右手真的写都酸了，都僵了，那左手它一个指头都不动了。
And so I don't know if you're right hand or left handed, but when I was writing papers, my right hand would be so stiff and hurt, and the left hand didn't do anything.
如果我是右手的话，我说你这个左手做什么了
？If I was the right hand, I might say, what did the left hand do at all?
这么重要的是写论文呢、啊，这么重要的是。你一个指头都不动啊
！And that, to write such an important paper, you didn't even lift one finger.
你觉着右手是不是觉得亏了
And do you think that the right hand thinks it's such a loss for himself?
弟兄姊妹，你，咱们回去想想哈，你真的是在身体的里面，你任何一个肢体在那里付出了很多，他会不会跟你说他亏了
？That any part of the body will they feel that they suffer that it's their loss？
弟兄姊妹，在基督的身体里
，But in the body of Christ，
在神的教会的侍奉当中。
In the service in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，为什么在神的教会侍奉当中，我们才真正学到十字架的功课？
How come we can only truly learn the service in the house of God?
因为我们必须有基督身体荣耀的意象。
Because we have to have the vision of the glory of the body of Christ.
我们真的认识教会吗？
Do we truly know the church?
我们真的认识基督的身体吗
？Do we truly know the body of Christ？
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的认识基督的身体，我们看见软弱的肢体，他们蒙了一点的恩典，心里就欢喜。
If we truly know the body of Christ and we see those who are weak have any grace, then we should be full of joy.
圣经上有一个人叫巴拿巴，他说圣经上他看见神的恩就欢喜。
We know in the Bible that Barnabas, when he saw God's grace, he was filled with joy.
看见这些外邦人蒙恩得救就欢喜。
When he saw the Gentiles be saved, he was full of joy.
而这些犹太人看见外邦人得救气死。
When the Jews saw the Gentiles be saved, they were angry.
他们也不守割礼。
So that you weren't circumcised.
也不守安息日。
And you don't observe the Sabbath.
还吃猪肉。
And you also eat pork.
还吃血。
And even eat the blood.
竟然主耶稣的恩典就这么就白白临到他们的身上。
But then the grace of God is still plainly given to them.
我们犹太人守了一辈子的律法。
That us Jews we've observed these laws all of our life.
多不容易啊！神恩典临到我们身上。
How hard is it for God's grace to be on us then?
这些外邦人太便宜他们了。
It's too easy for the Gentiles.
亏了。
It's not worth it for us. We suffer this loss.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的接受十字架的时候
，But when we truly receive the cross,
我们看见神宝贵的恩典
，And we see God's precious grace.
我们不仅不觉着吃亏
，We not only don't think that we're suffering loss.
我们反而觉着亏欠。
But rather, we feel in debt.
弟兄姊妹，当我们活在基督身体里面，我们是活在爱中。
When we're living in the body of Christ, we're living in love.
爱是常以为亏欠。
And we're always in debt of love.
对，这个当一个人活在爱中的时候
，And so when a person is living in love,
觉得我们能够。与神永远的旨意有份，这是何等大的恩典
！And if we're able to partake in God's eternal purpose, this is great grace.
在基督耶稣里，一切的丰富都是我们的。
All the riches in Christ are ours.
我们真的亏吗
？So are we suffering at all?
多少百倍
？But rather we have a hundredfold.
我在想，为什么这个原主给每一个做工的都是一块钱？
And so we think about why the owner of the vineyard gave each worker one denarius.
因为这个原主要将永远的价值加在这些做工的人身上。
Because the owner will add the eternal wages to those who are working.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看见神的恩典，你一定每天早晨都六点进到葡萄园做工。
If you truly understand this, then you'll go into the vineyard every day at 6 a.m.
你觉得恩典太大了
？Because you'll see how great this is.
不觉得吃亏
？You don't feel like this is suffering.
你觉得亏欠
？You feel you're so in debt.
你知道我们前些日子我们在 Houston 有一位年长的姊妹被主接去。
And recently, an elder sister in Houston went to the Lord.
你知道在安息聚会里面，我们真的听到我们的姊妹真的是。把自己的一生全都摆在神的教会的里面。
At her funeral, we see how she truly sacrifice everything to the house of God.
家里的人可以不顾所有的弟兄姊妹所有的需要他都把自己摆进去。
That whether her family or all the brothers and sisters or many matters in the church, she gave herself to it.
每个人听的时候都觉得哦，这样的一位这样殷勤这样分外殷勤侍奉主的一个神的仆人。
And everyone heard this thought about how a diligent, hardworking servant of God this is.
他一定觉得他这个里面他一定觉得自己给出去很多。
And she must have thought that she gave up or gave out a lot.
你知道我去了德国以后我每一年都回来这个看他。
But after moving to Germany, I would come back every year to visit her.
每一次我回来他都请我吃饭。
And every time she would invite me out to dinner.
吃完饭我们就一起祷告。
And afterwards we would pray.
他每次祷告的时候他在主面前流泪说主啊我们太亏欠你。
And every time she would cry before the Lord saying that, oh, how in debt we are to you.
这是一个学十字架功课的人。
This is someone who truly learned the lesson of the cross.
一个认识神恩典的人。
Someone who knows the grace of God.
他里面没有任何一点吃亏的感觉。
They don't feel that they are lost in any way.
你看在这里面哪有一些吃亏的感觉。
And how would you feel that you suffer loss at all?
这些在葡萄园里做工的这个园主要成为他们的朋友。
That those working in the vineyard, they become the friend of the owner.
这个园主要将永恒的价值加在这些做工人身上。
That he'll give them the eternal wages and gifts to them.
后面啊非常奇妙的大家读那个小字我想这个在有些翻译的版本它是有的。他说啊因为被招的人多选上的人少。
Because in the footnote it says that there are many who are called but few who are chosen.
不是 footnote 就是这个。
Oh, in the...
some translations.
Some translations.
对。你知道这里面多么奇妙啊。
So how amazing is this?
每一个进到葡萄园做工的都是被呼召的。
That all those who work in the vineyard are those who are called.
请问谁被选上?
But who is chosen?
是不是每天5:55下午来做工的?
Is it those who came to work at 5:59?
还是因为神的怜悯,神的恩典,每天早晨都6:00来做工?
Or is it because of God's grace and mercy, those who came every morning at 6 a.m.?
你知道在我们一起聚会的时候,有些弟兄姊妹他们真的很蒙恩典。
And there are some brothers and sisters who truly have this mercy, this grace.
他们总是第一个到聚会中把门打开。
But they're always the first ones to church to open up the doors.
他们总是最后一个离开聚会。
And they're always the last ones to leave the gathering.
他们里面一点吃亏的感觉都没有。
But they don't feel that they're suffering at all.
他们里面觉得他们是亏欠的。
Rather, they feel that they're in debt, they own something.
因为他们看见神在聚会中有一点恩典，他们就欢喜快乐。
Because if they see even a little of God's grace, they're full of joy.
弟兄姊妹，十字架是我们的拯救。
The cross is our salvation.
十字架让我们里面的喜乐胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
The cross allows us to have greater joy than those of the harvest of the new wine.
这个我太啰嗦了，这个我们没有时间了。Sorry， 我想我今天我就停在这里好了。
And so for time's sake, we'll just stop here today.
因为这一段话语里面还有太多的内容，我们实在没有时间了。
Because there's so much more content in this passage that we could share.
大家回去可以慢慢的读。
If you have time, you could read this more slowly.
因为我们的主太好了。
Our God is truly so good.
我们的主他就借着这样简单的故事
And that through this simple story
他让我们知道什么叫做真正十字架的学习
He allows us to know what is truly to learn the lesson of the cross
不仅要让十字架好像在我们头脑里有知识的这样的认识
That we not only have this head knowledge of the cross in our head
更是要将十字架启示在我们的心里
But more so that the cross can be revealed into our hearts.
好让我们这个人真实的经历神的大能，神的智慧。
that we can truly experience the great strength and the great wisdom of God.
让神的教会因着十字架能够被建立起来。
And that through the that through His wisdom that the cross of the church can be built up.
让我们的神得着荣耀。
That our God He can receive the glory.
仇敌蒙羞。
To defeat the enemies.
因为我们的主要将他的教会建造在这磐石上，是阴间的权柄所不能胜过的。
His church can be built up on this solid rock that the hell and Hades cannot overcome it.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常看见教会的软弱。
That we often see the weaknesses of the church.
十字架使我们的眼目更新。
That the cross allows us our eyes to be renewed.
十字架让我们里面充满了荣耀的盼望。
The cross allows us to be filled with this glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意必定成就。
And that His will be done.
因为十字架是神万般的智慧。
Because the cross is all of God's wisdom.
十字架是成就神旨意唯一的道路。
And the cross is a way to achieve God's will.
我想晚上我就交通在这里。这个。
I'll finish my sharing here tonight.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们满心感谢赞美你。
We're full of thanks and praise in our hearts.
你实在是这样一位荣耀智慧的神。
Truly are a glorious and wise God.
你的意念实在高过我们的意念。
Your thoughts are above ours.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your ways are greater than our ways.
如果我们愿意再把自己完全奉献在你的手中。
Willing to completely present ourselves to you.
而你的十字架是在做工在我们的身上。
May your cross do its work on each of us.
我们感谢你，你的膀臂没有缩短。
Lord, we thank you that you did not.
你的怜悯没有断绝。
That you did not decrease your mercy.
你今天仍然在我们身上做这样荣耀改变的工作。
That you will do this glorious and changing work in us.
因为你要亲自建造你自己的教会在这磐石的上面。
That you yourself will build up your cross on the solid rock.
是阴间的权柄所不能胜过的。
And the power of hell and Hades will not overcome it.
主，我们把称颂赞美归给你。
We want to give all our praise to you.
我们把全新的爱戴归给你。
We want to give all the love in our hearts to you.
我们把信心的锚抛在你这块永久的磐石的上面。
We want to put our faith on this eternal rock.
你开始的善功，你必要亲自成全。
The good work that you started, you yourself will finish.
我感谢你。
And we thank you.
听我们的祷告。
You listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.